One of the most common statements I've heard in my years of ministry is a variation of this. I don't know how people get through their problems without faith. You know, it's a way of saying our faith matters. Today's gospel story is a turning point in the ministry of Jesus. When Jesus began his ministry, the apostles understood that his ministry was an Israelite-only ministry. It wasn't because Jesus taught that. It was because that's where it started, and they assumed that it wouldn't change. People in the church not liking change? His work up to this point had been to the lost sheep of Israel. And today, in our day, it's easy for us to understand that the message of Jesus is meant for the whole world, for everybody and anybody. But to get to this understanding, it was a process. And this process, as I mentioned earlier this morning, was the greatest conflict in the early church. We heard today that Jesus brought his apostles into a foreign territory. They were certainly uncomfortable, asking each other, "What are we doing here?" They were comfortable in Galilee, but this was foreign territory. It was even dangerous to be there. But when you decide to follow Jesus, you have to give them credit. When you decide to follow Jesus, you follow where he goes. But they were questioning, I'm sure, in their hearts. Even here? Picture this scene with me. The 12 apostles and Jesus are walking along. Jesus in front and the apostles are following. Now, because they're in a foreign land and they're a little bit afraid, the 12 stick close together. Think of them as building an invisible wall around themselves, a force field. They're uncomfortable and they're afraid. And then a desperate woman approaches them, a foreigner, shouting to Jesus, yelling, screaming out loud, "Lord, have mercy." She's asking for her daughter to be healed. And Jesus stops, but he doesn't answer her. Now, the apostles are trying to keep their invisible wall from breaking. So they tell Jesus, "Send this shouting woman away. We are uncomfortable. Get rid of her." Now, according to the religious tradition, it's not just that she was shouting, but she was unclean. Jesus had talked about what's unclean in the world. It was a way of the apostles to send her away, was a way of saying, she's not one of us. She's unclean. In other words, the apostles were saying, us is what matters. This little force field of followers, that's what matters. Our safety is what matters. Our religious traditions are what matters. Our age-old prejudices, even our age-old hatreds, are what matter. Our comfort matters. Now, I believe what happens next is Jesus is challenging the attitude of the apostles. He's not speaking to the woman yet. The text tells us he remains silent. And this is what I think happens. Jesus turns around and he faces the 12 apostles in their little bubble. And he asks them, "So you're saying that me helping this woman is out of bounds? You're saying I was sent only to the lost sheep of Israel?" We read that as a statement, but I think Jesus is looking at the apostles, asking them a question. Is that what you're saying? But the persistent woman interrupts again. This time she comes and kneels and asks in a calm, prayerful voice, "Help me, Lord. Help me." And Jesus replies with the cultural prejudice of the day, the attitude which the 12 apostles certainly held, saying, "The food of children doesn't get thrown to the dogs." Now notice the use of animal symbolism in this text. The animal for Israel was the sheep, even lost sheep. And we know that sheep is important in their spiritual tradition. The Lord is my shepherd. The symbol for the Canaanites was the dog. And in that day, that was racist. But the woman wasn't interested in those cultural divisions. She wanted healing for her daughter. And she had the faith that Jesus could help her. And that's what mattered to Jesus, her faith. Not her culture, not her ethnicity, not her shouting. Her faith is what mattered. And he tells her, "Woman, great is your faith." And her daughter was healed. It's a beautiful story of healing. And the apostles learned a lesson that day, that the mission of Jesus, and therefore their mission, and the mission of the church, is for everybody and anybody. Now, I think the storyteller Matthew puts three stories together on purpose. We heard the third story today. 2 weeks ago, we heard the story of the feeding of the multitude, the feeding of 20,000 people. And the focus of my sermon 2 weeks ago was that there were leftovers, 12 baskets full. And in my sermon, I suggested that the leftovers were a symbol that the church is called to distribute. There were 12 apostles, 12 baskets. The church, and that symbolized the church at that time, is to distribute the grace of God into the world. We receive the grace of God. We receive enough for ourselves. We get filled with what God has to offer. And there's enough for us to bring leftovers into the world. And what does the Canaanite woman ask for? Leftovers. Jesus is teaching the apostles here where the leftovers from that meal are to go, to everybody and anybody. The woman was only asking for leftovers, and she got leftovers, and it was the healing of her daughter. And last week, we heard the story of Jesus walking on the water to save his disciples who were in trouble. Now, in that story, Peter was sinking into the sea. You see that picture up there right behind me. Jesus was sinking into the sea and he cried out, "Lord, save me." The Canaanite woman in today's story also cried out for help. "Lord, help me." This foreign, unclean woman from a different culture, different beliefs, was crying out to Jesus for help. She was sinking into the water in a different way. Matthew was showing us that Peter and the Canaanite woman are the same. Now, Peter would have hated to hear that. It would have been a hard lesson for him to hear that day. Jesus connecting him to the Canaanite woman. You're the same. You all need help. You're in the same boat. And there's another comparison. While Jesus was walking on the water, Jesus told Peter, "You have little faith. Oh, you of little faith. Why did you doubt?" And he tells the Canaanite woman, What great faith you have. That would have been hard for Peter to hear as well. Here's an apostle with little faith, and this Canaanite woman had great faith. But Jesus isn't telling Peter that the Canaanite woman is better than she is. Someone's faith can be small as a tiny mustard seed, and Jesus will save them. Someone else might have faith that can move mountains, and Jesus will save them. It's not the amount of faith that matters. What matters is that we have faith. And faith is supposed to connect us to God and to one another. We need a way to connect the Israelites to the Canaanites, those who are different from us. We need a way to connect people of little faith with people of great faith. We need a way to connect the helpers with those who need help. We need a way to connect saints to sinners. We need a way to connect those who are well with those who are sick. We need a way to connect the hungry with those who are full. And our faith gives us the answer. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the connection. Jesus connects all God's people together. Jesus is our unity. Jesus is the one who saves us from the sea, from demons, from hunger, from hatred. Our faith in Jesus matters. Jesus gave his life for our salvation, for our eternal healing. And whether we have little faith or big faith, what matters is Jesus, the crucified and risen Lord. We heard Jesus teach that what's inside our hearts is what matters. What's in your heart today? It certainly shouldn't be hatred or prejudice. What needs to be in your heart today is faith, little or great. What does your heart need today? Is there a hunger? Is there a storm? Is there a need for healing? Our hearts cry out, Lord, feed me. Lord, save me. Lord, help me. And faith cries back, Jesus feeds us. Jesus saves us. Jesus heals us. I'm here today to tell you what people have been telling me my whole ministry as a pastor. You can get through your problems with faith. Our faith matters. Let us pray. Think of the needs, body, heart, mind, and soul, your needs, and the needs of those you love, the needs of our congregation, the needs of the whole world. And let your heart pray for yourself. Let your heart pray for those you love. Let your heart pray for all in the world. Lord, feed us. Lord, save us. Lord, heal us. Lord, love us. And now hear the voice of God speaking to all those in our hearts in this moment. The Lord says, I am here for you. I am here for you. The Lord says, I am here for you.